We're holding in the middle of Masechta Brachas at the Mishnah on Daf Mem Amud Beis in the middle of Perek Ketzad Mevarchet. And the Mishnah says, anything which doesn't grow from the ground, the bracha is shahakal, and vinegar, which is really sour wine, or poor quality fruits, which are overripe, those are shahakal, even though they come from the ground. Anything with a kloa has a bracha of shahakal, for example, a grasshopper. If one has many different fruits in front of him, so which bracha do you make? Rabbi Yehuda says, if one has one of the shivas haminim, that bracha gets made first. And Chachamim say, first you make the bracha on the one which you want. Then you can make on the other ones. The Gemara. Ein gidulai min haaretz includes meat and milk, and these are all shahakal. Also, food which is spoiled is shahakal as well. Salt or pitrius, mushrooms, which aren't really peres haaretz, are also birchas shahakal. If one has a few fruits which have the same bracha, and the Chachamim in the Mishnah say he can make a bracha on Eze Mehen Sheyirtze, it means on the one that is more chaviv to him. But if one of the fruits is Ha'etz and one is Ha'adama, then he must make separate brachas. Rabbi Yitzchak said anything mentioned earlier in the Pasuk would have Kadima in terms of brachas. In Devarim Perek Ches, the Pasuk says Eretz Chita Usa'ira VeGefen UTe'ena VeRimayin Eretz, Zayis, Shemen, Udvash. So, whichever is mentioned first in the Pasuk would get the first bracha. But Rabbi Chanan says, the list teaches us various shiurim, measurements, not which one has kadima over the other. For example, So'ira in the Pasuk teaches us that if a bone from a dead body is in a house, and that piece of bone is at least the size of etzem kiso'ira, the size of a grain of barley, that's what So'ira is, then it is metame b'maga u'b'masa, creates tuma through touching or carrying. Te'ena in the Pasuk teaches us that if someone carries on Shabbos something the size of a gregris, which is a fig, a te'ena, then he's chayev for hoitzah on Shabbos. So the Pasuk is not telling us about kadima, but the Pasuk is telling us about different shiurim. And Rabbi Yitzchak, who learned that the Pasuk teaches us the halachas of kadima, would say that these halachas of shiurim are simply learned halacha l'maisha mi-Sinai. And halacha l'maisa of kadima is very complex, but in Siman Reish Yud Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch brings both shitas, and the Mishnah Berurah is machria that if birchai sehem shavius, if they have equal brachas, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that the bracha over the shivas haminim would be first, and in order of the pasuk, as we mentioned before, as well. But if it's ein birchai sehem shavius, it's two different items, or a number of different items, one is ha'etz and one is ha'adama, for example, we paskin like the chachamim, that one would make the bracha on the food which is more chaviv to him. According to most Rishonim, chaviv means which item he generally likes better. According to the Rabbam, chaviv means whichever item is more chaviv to him at this particular moment. If one is in the middle of a suda, and they bring him a sweet fruit item, Rab Nachman and Rab Huna say that these fruits require a special bracha Rishonah, but no bracha achrena, since Birchas HaMazon will cover that. Rab Sheshe says, the peiros require both a bracha Rishonah and a bracha achrena, since they're not really part of the meal. And the only thing that requires a bracha rishayna, but not a bracha achrayna, is pas haba b'kisnin. Rashi explains that pas haba b'kisnin is cake with spices as a dessert eaten together with kisnin, toasted kernels of wheat brought after the meal. Taisus and the other rishaynim argue with Rashi and say that pas haba b'kisnin is brought before birchas hamazon, not after. And if it's brought after the meal, it needs a bracha rishayna as well as a bracha achrayna. And these shitas in the Gemara argue with Rabbi Chia, who holds pas poiteres kol minei meichel during a meal. Bread will pater all other food brachas during that meal, and yayin will pater all drink brachas during that meal, because yayin is considered the reish, the head, of all drinks. The Mordechai in Ois Kufnun, brought in the Taz, Simon Kufay and Dalad, Sifbeth, says that wine paters other drinks only if they were at the table in front of him when he recites the bracha over the wine. But if they were brought later, then they require a separate bracha. This is brought in the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Reish Ches, Sif Katan, Ayin Beis as well. Therefore, in order to avoid this dilemma, it's best to have any other liquids that one plans to drink present on the table when the bracha of Bayer Pri HaGafen is recited in the first place. And Rav Papa says the halacha is as follows. This is also the opinion of Taisus La Halacha as well. Items which come as an integral part of the meal do not require a bracha before or after. But if they aren't an integral part of the meal, for example, the dessert, and if they're brought during the meal, then it gets a bracha rishayna, but not a bracha achrayna, because Birchas HaMazon will take care of that. But once the meal is finished, i.e. that there's no more bread which is eaten, then it requires a bracha rishayna as well as a bracha achrayna. Taisu says that this particular scenario, where something is brought after the meal is finished, in this particular form, when there's no more bread, b'zman hazeh, this is not shchiach. The halacha is like Taisu, as is brought in Siman Kufay and Zayin Sif Aleph, that when someone washes on bread, everything eaten b'soich ha-su'udah, relevant to the main meal, is a tafel, and no bracha rishayna or a bracha achrayna is required. But if it's not relevant to the meal, for example, the dessert, piece of this person, for example, is having some fruit as dessert, then it requires a bracha rishayna, but it does not require a bracha achrayna. Daf mem beis. Wine is so chashuv that it requires its own bracha, even if it is drunk b'sei chasuda. However, the rishaynim learn from this that other drinks, b'sei chasuda, do not require a special bracha, since they are considered an integral part of the main meal, because when one eats, he needs to drink as well to wash the food down. Rav Huna ate a large amount of pas haba b'kisnan, cakes, and he didn't make a birchas hamazon. So he made a mezonos before he ate it, and he made an alamichya after he ate it. Rav Nachman said to him, since you're eating a large amount, which is as filling as a meal, you're being keveh suda, you shouldn't make a bari min mezonos and an alamichya, but rather you should make a hamotzi before eating and a birchas hamazon after. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda made a chasana, and they brought pas haba b'kisnan, and people made a hamotzi. Since Rav Muna said that pas haba b'kisnan, the bracha rishayna, is hamaitzi, if one is keveh suda on them. There's a machlekes rishayna as to what exactly is the snack which is referred to as pas haba b'kisnan. The Rambam says pas haba b'kisnan is dough mixed with sweet items, for example, juice. A piece of cake, for example, would fit into this category. The Rach, the Rajba, and the Tur say that pas haba b'kisnan is dough with pocket, which has a pocket inside of it, filled with fruits, meats, or nuts, i.e. this is called what we would call a pie. The Aruch, B'shem Rav Haigain, says that it means a dry and thin cracker. This would be, for example, a pretzel. That's what we say when we're referring to pas haba b'kisnan. And in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Samaches, all of these items are brought lahalacha, that if one eats them, then the bracha is mezainis beforehand, and an alhamichya afterwards. But if one is keveh suda on them, then the bracha is hamaitzi, and Birchas HaMazon is recited afterwards. And the shir of Kvias Suda, when we say that a person is Kvias Suda, he has to make a Hamaitzi, is also a Machlekes HaPaiskim. Some Tshita say that it's called a shir, so now it needs Birchas HaMazon if it's at least 3 to 4 eggs. But the Mishnah Berurah says, Lachatchila, it's nice to be Chayshish for this, but the shir of Kvias Suda is the amount of a full meal. Even if it's a full meal of other things, and the Pas Haba B'Kisnan is just eaten along with the other items. This halacha has many significant ramifications, halacha l'maisa. Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi said, there are 3 actions that must be immediate. Number 1, the smicha, leaning on the head of an animal in the Beis HaMikdash before the shechita takes place, has to take place immediately before the shechita of the karban. Number 2, immediately following geula is tefillah. So a person says, Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael, then he says Shemon Esrei. This is what we refer to as smichas geula l'tefillah. Finally, the 3rd thing that has to be immediate is after the Mayim Achrayim, one must say Birchas HaMazon, take from the Tilas Yadayim Bracha, i.e. from the point of Mayim Achrayim, one cannot eat any more food. Taisvis adds that if one says Havlon Udevarech, that's the same as Mayim Achrayim, and one cannot eat any more after that. If one eats, this is called Hesach Hadas. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kufay and Tes, Sifkat and Beis, brings many Achrayim who are makel with regard to Mayim Achrayim. They argue that even though one must recite Birchas HaMazon immediately after Mayim Achrayim, but if one changes his mind and decides to continue eating, he can always wash again later on and recite Birchas HaMazon immediately after the second washing. The Mishnah. The minig then was to eat hors d'oeuvres before the meal. This included a cup of wine and parper rice. These are small mezonos snacks. If one made a bracha on the wine brought before the meal, it patras the wine at the end of the meal. And the same is true for the parper rice. The bracha before the meal patters those at the end of the meal. Patras, in other words, the bracha for the dessert at the end of the meal. If one makes a bracha of hamaitzi before a meal, it patters anything eaten as an integral part of the meal. The Mishnah says that if people were sitting together to eat a meal, each person should make his own bracha. But if they were leaning the haseba, one can be maitzi everyone, since this is considered one big kviyas suda altogether. Wine, which is brought in the middle of the meal, each person makes his own bracha. After the meal, one can be mitzi all the people, And the Mavarech, the person who makes the bracha on the wine, should also make the bracha on the Mugmar. Mugmar is the incense, where the bracha is Bari Atzei B'samim, even though it's brought after Birchas Hamozen. The Gemara. Rabbi Barachana said that the halacha of Birchas Yayin, before the meal, patras the wine later, is only on Shabbos and Yontif. But during the week, he must say an additional bracha even later, since this is uncommon at that time during the week. If they bring wine in the middle of the meal, not before, does this patra the wine at the end of the meal? Rav Nachman says it does. Rav Sheshe says it does not. Hahu Saba came along and paskened that if a group of people designate a place to eat together by saying, Nezel v'nechel lachma beduch plan, it has the same halacha as Haseba, and one person can be might see the others with his bracha. Hahu Saba, by the way, refers to Eliyahu Hanavi, and when the Lashon of Hahu Saba is used, we paskin like this halacha. Daf Mem Gimel. Rav said, only by bread do you need Haseba to be mitzdarif, but not by wine. Rabbi Yechanan says, even by wine you need Haseba to be mitzdarif for a bracha. The Gemara says the process back then was that the wealthy balabatim would invite the poor people for meals, who would come to the house and sit on benches. After wine, they would recline, but after Haseba, one would be able to make a bracha and be mitzi everyone. Rabbi Chizda said, on all incense, we make the bracha of Bere Atzei B'samim, even if the burning wood is not here, except for musk, which is musk, which comes from a living creature, so the bracha is Bere Mine B'samim, not Bere Atzei B'samim. Mazutra said, one who smells an esrog or a quince says the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem L'kenem L'cholam Shenasan Reach Toiv B'Peris. Rabbi Yehuda said, if someone goes out in Nisan and sees blossoming trees, he makes a bracha of Baruch Shalei Chiser by Lamai Klum Uvara by Briyais Taivas V'Ilanais Taivas L'Hisnais Bahen B'nei Adam. Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia said, the makor for making a bracha on a Reach Toiv is learned from Tehillim Kapitul Kofnun Kol HaNeshama Tehalel Ka. Every neshama gives praise and should give praise to Hashem. The neshama benefits from the reach, therefore it's mechuyev to give praise to Hashem. Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia said from the pasuk in Koheles Perek Gimel, Es HaKol Asa Yafa B'Itai, we learn that each person considers his own occupation as being nice to him. Even, for example, a tanner feels that what he does is good. Rav Yechanan, Rav Shimon, Rav Acha said, Neach Leila Adam, it's better for someone to throw himself into a burning furnace and not to embarrass someone publicly. This is learned from Tamar, who did not mention the name of Yehuda publicly. Kudros al-Daf says, ordinarily, one is not mechuyev to forfeit his life for the sake of fulfilling a mitzvah, or for the sake of avoiding an avera, as the pasuk says of Achai Bohem, you should live by the mitzvahs and not die by them. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Chafei Amar Aleph, lists three exceptions to this rule: Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shlichas Damim. The Torah requires one to avoid these three cardinal serious sins, even at the cost of one's life. In light of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's statement, Tosfos in the Gemara in Saita, Daf Yud Amud Beis, asks why the Isra of Halvanas Panim, causing embarrassment, is not enumerated as a fourth sin for which one must forfeit his life. We know that if those three are the cardinal sins and a person mechuyev to give up his life, then here, according to this Gemara, where a person should allow himself to be thrown into Kibshana Aish in order to not to embarrass someone, why isn't that listed as the fourth cardinal sin that a person is mechuyev to give his life up for? Taisus answers that the Gemara in Pesachim only enumerates those mitzvahs which are explicitly written in the Torah. The sin of Halvanas Panim, which is deduced from the Pasuk of Laisisa Olav Chet, in Vayikra Perek Tes Vav, Pasuk Yud Zayin, is not explicit in the Torah, and is therefore omitted from the list, despite the fact that one is required to forfeit his life to avoid halvanas panim. Rabbeinu Yoina, in Masechta Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph, quotes the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, as the source for the halacha of our Gemara. The Gemara there likens halvanas panim to shvichas damim, spilling blood, in other words, murder. Because when a person is humiliated, the color of blood drains from his face, he becomes red-faced. Rabbi Yoin explains that one must forfeit his life to avoid halvanas panim, because causing embarrassment is considered a tolda of murder, a subcategory of murder. Accordingly, Tysus' question is answered. Since murder is listed among the three cardinal sins, there is no need to list halvanas panim as a fourth sin, because it's really a subcategory of murder. The Gemara says there are six things that are considered to be a shame for a Talmud Chacham. Number one, if he goes outside with perfume. Number two, if he goes out alone at night. Number three, if he goes out with patched shoes. Number four, a Talmid Chacham should not talk with women in the marketplace. Number five, reclining with the Chabura of Amaratzim. And number six, he should not be the last to the Beis HaMedrash. Some add, he should not walk with a high head, in other words, with gaiva. Daf Mem Daled, the next Mishnah. If they bring someone salty food with bread, the bracha is made on the salty food, and that paters the bread. The rule is that if you have two foods, one which is an ikar, the main food, and one which is a tafel, the secondary food, mevarech ala ikar, upaiter es hatfela. You make the bracha on the ikar, and it paters the tafel, the secondary item. Taisus, Divrei HaMaschil by Choli, says that the bracha on the ikar exempts the tafel only if at the time the person recited the bracha on the ikar, the tafel was in front of him, i.e. he had the specific intent to eat the tafel afterwards. However, if one recites a bracha on herring without intending to eat bread, and only afterwards he decides to eat some bread to absorb the salt, then he has to still say the bracha on the bread as well. The Gemara. King Yana had a very large tree, which had many, many birds that they removed every month. Rav said, a su'uda without salt is not really called a su'uda. The next Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel says if someone eats one of the Shivas Haminim, he must say Birchas Hamazon after eating it. The Chachamim say he doesn't say Birchas Hamazon, but he says a bracha achas me'ein shalish, one bracha which is like all three. This is the bracha of Al Ha'etz. One who drinks water says the bracha of Shahakal. Rabbi Tarfon says, one who drinks water says the bracha of Barei Nefashis. The Gemara. A cooked grain made with one of the Chamishas Minei Dagon, the bracha Rishayna is Mezainis. The bracha Achreina is the me'ein shalish, the Alamichya. The Talmid Rabbeinu Yaina explained that Alamichya includes all the brachas, me'ein shalish, hazan, Alamichya represents hazan, Eretz Chemda represents Birchas Haaretz, and Rachem Na represent Uvnei Yerushalayim. The Gemara says on eggs and meat, the bracha Rishayna is Shahakal, the bracha Achreina is Barei Nefashis. Finally, if someone was choking on meat and he drank water to wash it down, he should not make a bracha. Same halacha, by the way, would apply if a person needs to take a pill. If he takes water in order to wash down that pill, he does not have to make a bracha. And Taisva says that he's exempt not only from the bracha Rishayna, but from a bracha Achreina as well. In addition, Taisva says that other drinks which do have a taste, those drinks would require a bracha, even if one drinks it when he's not thirsty, since he derives pleasure from their taste. So, for example, if a person takes apple juice to wash down a pill, in that case, he would have to make a bracha on the apple juice. And even though the Gemara on Daf Lamed Hayam and Aleph says, Osur Leila Adam Sheyehena Min Ha'ilam Hazeh B'lei Bracha, it's also to derive pleasure from this world without a bracha, one who is not thirsty does not derive pleasure from drinking water, since it doesn't have a taste. Therefore, if a person stop drinks water to wash something down or to wash a pill down, then he does not have to make a bracha at all, because he's not doing it to get pleasure. Daf Mem Hay. The halacha is that before water, we make a bracha shahakal, and afterwards we make a bracha achreina of barei nefashis. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin parak zayin shleisha sha'achlo, the Mishnah. Three people who ate together have a chiyuv to bench birchas hamazon together as a mezuman, i.e. to utilize the lashon of nevarech, we wish to bless Hashem together. The food they ate together must be food which is mutter. If they ate demai, this is grain bought from an amaretz, we're chayshish that the amaretzim did not take off meiser properly, then a zimun is also okay, since demai is mutter to an ani, and anyone could at any time become an ani. The next case, normally we know, by the way, that a farmer must take off 2% of all the grain that he has for truma. Truma gedayla, which is given to a kain. 2% is 1/50, which is the average. If a person really wants to give more, he can give a 40th. And if a person is a little bit stingy, he gives 1/60. But 1/50 is the average. Then, 10% of a leftover has to be given to the levi as maaser rishon. Then an additional 10% of what's left over from that has to be given as maaser sheni in years 1 and 2. And in year 3, it's maaser ani. And a levi must take 10% from his maaser rishon in order to give that to the kohen. Now, if the levi received maaser rishon, but truma gedayla was never taken off, then he's not mechuyev to take it off. And if food was eaten like this, he can still be mistaref for a zimun. If maaser sheni was redeemed without the chaimish, or a waiter who ate a kazayis with the people, or kusim, who ate together with the people, all these cases, they can be mitzaref for a zimun. But if one eats tevel, this is the case where trumas and maisers were not taken off, he eats maaser rishon, where truma was not removed, or maaser sheni, which wasn't redeemed, or a waiter who ate less than a kazayis, or a guy, all these cases are not mitzaref for zimun. The Mishnah continues that nashim, avadim, and ketanim, there is no halacha of zimun. To be part of a zimun, one must eat a kezias. Rabbi Yehuda says he has to eat a kebetza, which is a larger shear than a kezias. The Sisei Chachamim say that this machlokes is only benageya the mezamen, the one who leads the benching. The other two people all agree that a kezias is enough. They don't need a kebetza. And the proof is from earlier in the Mishnah, where it says Hashamesh she'ochal kezias. Obviously, the other two only need a kezias. Otherwise, that would be a problem. If they only ate a kezias, there'd be machlokes there as well. Maybe they should eat a kebetza. The Gemara. How do we know 3 is the magic number needed for Zeman? Rav Asi learns from Tehillim, Kapitul Amadalot, Gadlu Hashem Iti Uremim Meshma Yachtav. One person says to two, say over the greatness of Hashem with me, and together let's exalt His name. Rav Yavo says, we learn it from Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Goydel Lelekenu. The Gemara says, when one answers a bracha, he should not say Amen louder than the person who made the bracha. If only two people ate together, Rav says they can do a Zeman if they want. It's Rishus. Rabbi Yechanan says they cannot. The Gemara says it's better to do a zimun with someone who has a full chiyuv versus just a person who has rishus to do it if they want to. Since, as Rashi explains, gadol hametzuvah v'aisa misha'ena metzuvah v'aisa. It's bigger for a person to do the mitzvah if he was metzuvah in doing the mitzvah than a person who does it who is not metzuvah to do the mitzvah. If women want to do zimun by themselves, three people together, it's okay. And three avodim by themselves is also okay. But you cannot mix up these two together, since that's called pritzus. If three people ate together, one can say birchas hamazon, and the others can be yaitza with the rule of shemea ka'ina. If two people want to bench, it's derech eretz for number three to stop his meal and wait until the birchas hamazon is completed. But two people do not have to stop for one person who wants to bench unless they want to. Dav mem vav. It was promised that if Rav Zera got better from his disease, from his sickness, they would make a suda. He got better, and at the suda, they followed the minig, that the Baal HaBayis was by Tzea, the bread, but the Ereach, the one who was visiting, led the Birchas HaMazon. The Ereach leads the Birchas HaMazon, so he can recite a special bracha for the Baal HaBayis. Yiratzein shel yevaish Baal HaBayis ba'ilam hazeh, lo yikalim ba'ilam haba. Hashem should help that the Baal HaBayis should not be embarrassed in this world, and should not be humiliated in ilam haba. Rebbe added the words V'yitzlach ma'ayid b'chol nechasav. He should also have hatzlacha with parnasa as well. The three for Zimun is needed for which part of Birchas HaMazon? Rav Nachman says until Nevarech, which is Uvtuvay Chayinu. Rav Sheshe says just the first bracha. And it's machlekes if Atoiva v'hametiv is minaraisa or not. The rule is called brachas kulan paiseach b'barach v'chaysem b'barach. A bracha always has to be opened up with barach and closes with barach ata Hashem, except in four cases. Birchas HaPeres, Birchas HaMitzvahs, Bracha HaSmucha L'Chaverta, this means if one bracha follows another, and the last part of Kriyishma. The first two, Birchas HaPeres and Birchas HaMitzvahs, only open with Barach. And the third, Bracha HaSmucha L'Chaverta, and the last part of Kriyishma, only end with Barach HaTa Hashem, but are not Paiseach B'Barach. Finally, by a base oval, one says Barach HaTayv V'HaMetiv. Rabbi Akiva says, they only say Barach Dayan HaEmes. And Rav says, the one who washes Mayim Achreinim first has the right to lead the benching. If someone is traveling, he should not stop to be mechaber a Talmud Chacham to go in front of him, because it'll create a traffic jam. Only by a doorway should one be mechaber a gadol to go first. People sitting at a table should not eat until the baitzea eats first, and the baitzea should not cut until all the people have said amen. Ben Azai says, if someone answers amen to a bracha, which he does not really hear, i.e. he doesn't know what the bracha is for, which is referred to as an amen yisayma, then his children will be yisaymim, mida keneged mida. But anyone who is marech his amen, says a long amen, his days will be lengthened, which is as well mida keneged mida. When we say someone is an amharetz, what do we mean? Rameir says, someone who doesn't eat chulin in a state of purity. The Chachamim say, one who doesn't take off meiser properly. Rabbi Eliezer says, one who does not say kriyishma. Rabbi Yeshua says, one who does not wear tzitzis. Others say, no tzitzis, mezuzis, or one who doesn't raise children to be talmidei Chachamim, or one who isn't mishamish talmidei Chachamim. They're all called amharetzim. Rabbi Zeira said, for someone to be a valid ger, one needs both mila and tefillah. Just mila is not enough. Finally, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi says, a person should come early to shul to be one of the first 10 for the minyan, so even if 100 more come, he shares in all of their schar. Daf Mem Ches. If 9 people ate bread and 1 ate vegetables, the extra one can be mitzaref for a minyan of 10 for zimun. For a person to lead the Birchas HaMazon, he must eat at least the kezayis of the chamishas minei dagan. But to be mitzaref with them, he only has to eat a little bit of anything. Moshe Rabbeinu was mesakin the bracha of Hazon at the time of the mun. Yehoshua was mesakin the Birchas Aretz when they came to Eretz Yisrael. And David and Shlomo were mesakin the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim. The Chachamim in Yavne were Mesakin HaToyva HaMetiv for those of the Haruge Beitar. The order of Birchas HaMazon is number 1, Birchas HaZon, number 2, Birchas HaAretz, number 3, Bainei Rishalayim, and number 4, HaToyva HaMetiv. And on Shabbos, we mention Shabbos in the middle, in Ritzeh. How do we know that Birchas HaMazon is min HaTorah? Because in Devarim Ches, the pasuk says, V'yachalta V'savata U'veirachta. The U'veirachta tells us one has to be Mavarech Birchas HaMazon after eating. The need to make Birchas HaTorah is learned from a Kal V'chomer. If we make brachas on what sustains life in this world, i.e. a bracha on food, Kal V'chomer, we must bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu on what gives us life in Olam Haba, i.e. the Torah. Finally, Rabbi Eliezer says, if one does not say Eretz Chemda Toiva Urachava in Birchas HaAretz, or U'malchus Beis David in Bein Yerushalayim, he's not Yaitse Birchas HaMazon. Daf Mem Tes. Rabbi says we don't end a bracha with two things, but only one thing, since Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. You do not do mitzvahs together in groups. What about on Yontav when we say Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim? That's two things, Chavilas Chavilas. Our answer is it's really only one thing. The fact that since B'nai Yisrael is Mekadesh the Chaydash, through Kiddush HaChaydash, this Yontav comes as a result of only one thing. The fact that Yisrael come along and are Mekadesh the Zmanim. They're the ones who say when Rosh Chaydash is. Therefore, that determines when Yontav is. Therefore, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim is really one big thing. It's Mekadesh the fact that Yisrael is Mekadesh the Zmanim. The bracha of HaToyva HaMetiv must have malchus in it. If within Birchas HaMazon someone forgot to mention Shabbos via Ritzeh, he can later add it with a special bracha, and the same is true for Yontav as well. The Gemara asks, how much does one have to eat to be chayav to say Birchas HaMazon? Rameir says he has to eat a kezayis. Rabbi Yehuda says a shir of achila sheyesh by sviya, a shir large enough to satisfy him, i.e. a kebetza. And the Shulchan Aruch and Simon kuf pei vav, sif beis, rules that the minimum shear for Birchas HaMazon min HaTorah is Kedei Sviya. However, min Rabbanan, the minimum shear is a Kezayis. The next Mishnah. How is Zimun done? If three people ate together, the leader of the Mizumin says, Nevarech Shachalnu Mishalei, let's bless Hashem. If there are more people, then he can add Baruch Hu. If 10 people ate together, he says, Baruch Elekeinu Shachalnu Mishalei. If there are 10 people or 10,000 people, the Nusach is exactly the same. This is the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Others say if there are 100 people, the Nusach changes a little bit. And if there are 1,000 people, the Nusach changes a bit more. The Gemara. Li'olam al-yotzi adam es atzmai min haklal. Shmuel says this. A person should always try to include himself with the rest of the group. Daf Nun. By the Kriyas Yamsuf, we see from the Pasuk of Uvamak Helais that not only did the adults say Shira, but even babies in their mother's womb recited Shira as well. Rava said, that lachas like Rabbi Akiva, that when you have 10 people, you add a lekenu to the zimun, and even if you have 100 or 1,000, the nusach is exactly the same. Rava said, when they ate by the Reish Galusa, with a lot of people there, they would split into small groups of 3 people, so as not to take away from the kavod of the Reish Galusa. Finally, if one person benches without a mezumen, he cannot participate in a mezumen anymore, since it's too late. Ein zimun lemafreya. The Mishnah. 3 people who ate together are now chayev in mezumen, and they can't split up and bench separately. But if there are 6 to 10 people, they can split up into smaller groups of 3 in order to make zimun. By 10 people, they cannot split up, unless there's 20 or more, and they can split up into groups of 10 each. If many people in a big room can see each other, they can be mitzaref for a mezumen. Finally, if one wants to make a bari pri agafen on wine, water must be added first. The Chachamim say he can be mevarech immediately without adding water. In Igros Moshe, Arachayim Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Vav, Ramesh Zechariah Levracha says that if one must leave a wedding before Birchas HaMazon, because he has to get up early the next morning for work, he should begin his meal with the explicit intent not to be mevarech with the others, and then he can bench on his own. The Gemara. Wine, which they used to use back then, was very thick. So if they didn't add water, Rabbi Eliezer says the bracha is bari priya eitz. If water was added, the bracha is bari priya gafen. The Chachamim say the bracha is always bari priya gafen. By kashal bracha, all agree that water should be added since it's mitzvah min hamuvchar. Tanu Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said 4 things regarding bread. Number 1, don't put raw meat on bread. Number 2, don't pass over a full cup of yayin on top of bread, since it might spill. Number 3, don't throw it. And number 4, don't support a dish with bread, since the food in it might spill. And just like you can't throw bread, you can't throw any food if it'll get ruined. But water and nuts can be pushed before a chasan and kala for simcha if it will not get ruined. Finally, if someone began to eat food and then realized that he forgot the bracha, he should push it to one side of his mouth and make the bracha. But if it's liquid, he should just swallow it, and then make a bracha on more liquid afterwards. Masechta Brachas Daf Nun Aleph. The Gemara says that wine is good to drink sometimes for the purpose of health, but not too often. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said, the Malach HaMavis told me three things, including that it's not a good idea to have your hands washed in the morning by someone who hasn't washed his hands yet, and when women come back from a dead person, you should not stand in front of them. 10 things were said regarding Kaishal Bracha of Birchas HaMazon. Number 1, it must be undiluted wine. Number 2, it must be a full cup. Number 3, you should take it with both hands and then put it in the right hand. You should lift it a tefach from the ground. You should look at it. You should give it to all of your family. You should rinse it on the inside. And finally, shatifa, it should be rinsed on the outside. Rabbi Yochanan says anyone who makes a bracha on a full cup, they give him an unlimited Yerusha, and he'll inherit both Olam Hazeh as well as Olam Haba. If the husband drinks from the Kaishal Bracha and then gives it to his wife to drink as well, they will both be blessed. Once, when Yalsa heard that Ula was not going to send her Kaishal Bracha, so she rose up in anger and broke 400 barrels of wine. Finally, the halacha is that Birchas HaMazon over the Kaishal Bracha is said while one sit, not when one is standing. This marks the end of this parak. Parak Ches Elu Devarim, the Mishnah. These are the cases when we have a machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai regarding Su'udah. Number 1, by Kiddush on Shabbos and Yontif. According to Beis Shammai, the bracha on the day comes before the bracha on the yayin. According to Beis Hillel, we first make the bracha on the yayin, then we make the bracha on the yayin. Number 2, before the meal, Beis Shammai says first we wash Netilas Yadayim, then we pour and we drink wine. Beis Hillel says first we're Maizgin Kais, then we wash hands. Number 3, by Netilas Yadayim, Beis Shammai says you take a towel and put it on the table. Beis Hillel says you put it on the couch. Number 4, by Mayim Achreinim, Beis Shammai says first you clean the table, then you do Mayim Achreinim. Beis Hillel says first you do Mayim Achreinim. Number 5, if someone has only one cup of wine and he needs it for both Havdalah and Birchas HaMazon, Beis Shammai says the order is Ner, Birchas HaMazon, Besamim, Havdalah. Beis Hillel says Ner is first and last is Havdalah, but the middle two are switched. First the Besamim, then Birchas HaMazon, and then Havdalah. The Mishnah continues and says we don't use Ner and Besamim of Goyim, Mesim, or Avodah Zarah. And the bracha on Ner is only made after one benefited from the light of the Ner. If someone ate and forgot to bench, and he then went to somebody else's house, Beis Shammai says he should go back to the place that he ate before. Beis Hillel says he should bench wherever he remembers to bench. How long after the meal can one say Birchas HaMazon? Mishnah answers until the food is not digested yet. If a Yisrael made a bracha, and you only hear the end of it, you can say Amen, but not if it's the bracha of a kusi, since he may have made the bracha to an Avodah Zarah. The Gemara. There are many halachas where Beis Hillel is chelek on Beis Shammai legabi su'uda. For example, regarding Kiddush on Shabbos and Yontif. Beis Shammai says mevarchin al hayayim v'achar kach mevarch al hayayim, since the day is goyrim the yayin, meaning that the only reason we're drinking the wine is because today is Shabbos or Yontif. But Beis Hillel says yayin is first, since you can only say Kiddush if you have wine. Also, since yayin is more often than yayim, you make the bracha on the yayin first. Tadir v'she'ena tadir, tadir kaidim. And the halacha is like Beis Hillel, that first we make the bracha on the yayin, then we make the bracha on the yayin. Kunchal Adaf brings the Pnei Yeshua, who points out the obligation to recite the bracha of Kiddush, Birchas HaYayim, is min HaTorah, whereas the mitzvah to recite Kiddush over wine is only min HaRabbanan. Consequently, he argues that the Birchas HaYayim should take precedence, since a mitzvah min HaTorah takes precedence over a mitzvah min HaRabbanan, even if the mitzvah min HaRabbanan is more frequent and it's more tadir. Furthermore, Vitzlach asks why the Gemara says that if one does not have wine, he does not recite Kiddush. He argues that if one does not have wine or bread, he still has a chiyuv to recite the bracha of Kiddush, Baruch Mekadesh HaShabbos, since the mitzvah of saying the bracha of Kiddush is min HaTorah, whereas the bracha of reciting Kiddush over wine is only min HaRabbanan. In answer, the Pnei Yeshua and the Tzlach suggest that one discharges his chiyuv midaraisa of Kiddush when he recites the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos in the Marav Shmon Esrei. The bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos that one recites at home over a cup of wine is only min HaRabbanan. Therefore, the Gemara says that Yayin Gairim Likidusha Shate Amer, because if one does not have the wine or the bread, he does not recite the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos at home. The Gemara says, of course the halacha is like Beis Hillel. We know that a baskol came out and said we paskin like Beis Hillel. Our answer is, this is before the baskol, or maybe it's after the baskol, but we go like Rabbi Yeshua, who holds Ein Mashkichen Bebaskol. Dafnun Beis. According to our Mishnah, it's a machlokes if Beis Shammai holds that Birchas HaMazon needs a kais yayin or not. And the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Pei Beis, Sif Aleph, brings a machlokes as to whether a cup of wine is required or not for Birchas HaMazon. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Dalet says that the accepted minig is to recite Birchas HaMazon even without a cup of wine. However, if one has wine available, it's a mitzvah min hamufchar to recite Birchas HaMazon over wine when the Birchas HaMazon is recited with a zimun of 3 people or more. Beis Shammai says that first you wash for the Suda, before pouring the wine, since if your hands are Tameh, you can be Metameh the wet liquid on the outside of the cup, which now becomes a Rishon L'Tumah, which will in turn be Metameh the wine in the Kais, which now becomes a Shein L'Tumah. I, why come unto the liquid to raise the concern of Tumah, say his hands will cause Tumah to the cup? Our answer is, Yadayim Shniim, and liquid cannot become a Shlishi L'Tumah. We know the rule throughout Shas regarding Tumah is that Adam V'Kelim can only go as far as a Rishon L'Tumah, but they cannot become a Shein L'Tumah. Chulin, meaning food or drink, can only go as far as a Shein L'Tumah, but cannot become a Shlishi. Truma can go as far as Shlishi L'Tumah, when they become what we call Pusel. And Kachim can go as far as a Ravi L'Tumah. This can be remembered with the acronym Achtak Aleph Ches Tov Kuf, and the Aleph, which is the first letter, applies to Adam V'Kelim, saying that they can be actually a Av HaTumah, or go as far as a Rishon, but can't go as far as beyond a Rishon. In other words, they can't become a Shein L'Tumah. The Ches is Chulin, which refers to Achila or Shasiya. That's the second letter here. That can be a Rishon or a Sheini, but cannot go beyond the Sheini. The Tuf is Truma, which can go as far as a Shlishi. And the Kuf is Kachim, which can go as far as Ravi. But for example, Chulin or Adam V'Kelim cannot become a Shlishi or a Ravi. That's what the Gemara here means. That since Yadayim is Shniim, liquid cannot become a Shlishi. Therefore, that would not apply in this case. The Gemara says, according to Beis Hillel, another reason that we do Netila after the Yayin is so the meal will come immediately after Netila, and there'll be no Hefsik. Tekef Netilas Yadayim Su'uda. The Gemara says, if a Keli is not an Av HaTumah, it can't be Matama a different Keli or a person, since Adam V'Kelim can only go as far as a Rishon L'Tumah. So if it's already a Rishon L'Tumah, that's it, regarding Adam V'Kelim, unless you have food which can now become a Sheni L'Tumah from a Rishon. Rav Huna says, in this entire perek, we paskin like Beis Hillel, except in one halacha. Everyone holds in the bracha of Eish, you can use the word bara, past tense, since we thank Hashem in Havdalah for having created, past tense, having created fire on the first Matzoi Shabbos after Brias Olam. The machlekes is if we can use the word bayre. Beis Hillel says, yes, since it can also be mashma, past tense as well. Like we say, yetzer aru vare chayshech. This also means the past tense as well. Finally, we don't make a bracha on Matzoi Shabbos using a ner of a guy, since this ner does not rest on Shabbos. And for a ner, you need a candle which was not used for labor, which is usser on Shabbos. Dafnun Gimel. If one takes a candle and lights it from an existing fire of a guy, that's okay to use for Havdalah. For ner, Beis Shammai says that each person makes their own bracha. Beis Hillel says, one person makes the bracha for everyone. As we see from the pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Yedalet, Be'raiv Am Hadras Melech. A large crowd of people is the king's glory. So the more people, the better. In the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Gamliel, if someone sneezed, they didn't say good health or gesundheit, since it would result in bittul Torah. If someone goes into a spice shop, he makes a bracha. And if he stays there all day, he does not keep remaking the bracha, but he makes it only once when he smells it the first time. To make a bracha on Ner, one must be able to both see it and have benefit from it as well. One of these two characteristics is not enough. Klal Yisrael is compared to a yayna, to a dove. Just like the dove protects itself with its wings, so too Klal Yisrael protects itself by doing mitzvahs. If someone eats, how much time does he have before he cannot bench anymore? Reish Lakish said, the amount of time it takes to walk Dalin Milin if he ate a large meal. Since we hold the meal as 18 minutes, this would be 72 minutes in total. Even though the general rule is, Rebbeisi says, Gadol ha'ina amen yaseh mehamevarech, it's greater to answer amen than to actually be the person making the bracha himself, still it's a very big schus to lead in the benching. Finally, when children practice brachas, we do not answer amen. This marks the end of this parak. Parak tes haraya dafnun dalet, the Mishnah. If someone sees a place where miracles occurred for Klal Yisrael, he makes the bracha of sha'asa nisim laveseinu ba'makeim hazeh. On a comet, earthquake, thunder, hurricane, lightning, the bracha is Shekaicha Gvarasai Mole Olam, your strength fills the world. On mountains, oceans, deserts, and rivers, the bracha is Oise Mase Bereshis. And on the Yam HaGadol, there is a special bracha of Sha'asa Es Hayam HaGadol. And here, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Chavches, Sif Aleph, says that the Yam HaGadol refers to the Mediterranean Sea. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings many Achroinim, Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Beis, based on the Tshuvas HaRash, who say that the Yam HaGadol refers to the Ukyanus, which is taken by many to mean either the Atlantic Ocean or the Pacific Ocean. And others say that the Ukyanus refers to all large bodies which encircle the world, including the Mediterranean and including the Atlantic as well as the Pacific. The Mishnah continues by saying that on a new house, a person builds a new house, and if he gets new kelim, he makes the bracha of Shachianu. One who is mispal for a decision already made, the decision is already made, it's like a tefillah which is made in vain. For example, if one's wife is pregnant and he's mispal for a zachar, well, that's a tefillah in vain because it's already been decided whether the baby is a zachar or a nekeva. The baby is already conceived. If someone goes to a dangerous city, then he should say tefillahs going in and going out of the city. The rule is, chayev adam levarech al hara, kishem shemavarech al hatayf. A person is mechuyev to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bad things the same way as he blesses him for good things. As the pasuk in Devarim Vav says, v'ahavta es Hashem aleikecha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, u'v'chol ma'idecha. B'chol levavcha means with two hearts, the Yetzer Tov as well as the Yetzer Hara. And b'chol nafshecha means even if he takes away your life. And b'chol ma'idecha means even if he takes away all of your money. When one goes to the Har HaBayis, he should treat it with respect and not go in with money, with shoes, or with a stick. And when someone greets his friend, he uses the name of Hashem, Shalom Aleichem. Finally, sometimes we're mevatel divrei Torah to act in favor of Hashem. As the Pasuk says in Tilim Kuf Yotes, Eis lasis Hashem heferu sarisecha, as is brought in the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Samach Amud Beis, this is what Rebbe used as the reason to write down Torah Shebaal Peh, so it will not be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. The Gemara. Rava told someone who was saved from a lion to make a bracha whenever he passed that spot, i.e. one makes a bracha even on a private neis. In miracle spots like the Kriyas Yamsuf, the Pillar of Salt, which was Lot's wife, we all make the bracha for these public nisim. The miracle of Oig Melech HaBashan was that Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amas tall. He took an axe that was 10 amas high, jumped 10 amas, and hit Og on the ankle and killed him. There are four people who must give special thanks to Hashem by saying Birchas HaGoymel. Yarda Hayam, someone who crosses over the sea, someone who crosses over the desert and survives, one who was sick and got healed, and finally one who was in jail and came out. And these are all merumas in Tehillim Kuf Zayin, and it's best to bench Goymel in front of a minion of 10 people. There are three people who need special protection from Shadim, a Chayla, a Chasim Bekala, and a woman who just gave birth. Some add an Ovel as well, and some add a Talmud Chacham who walks alone at night. Finally, Rabbi Yehuda says there are three things that if one is marech in them, his life is lengthened. Number one, tefillah. Number two, suuda. And number three, going to the bathroom. Daf Nun Hei. There are three things which cause a person's midos to be checked in Shemayim. Number one, passing a shaky wall. Number two, davening for too long. And number three, if someone asks Hashem to punish his friend. The table in a person's house replaces the mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash. So if someone spends a lot of time there, it's good, since he's more likely to give tzedakah to an ani. There are three things which shorten the life of a person. If one gets a Sefer Torah and doesn't learn from it, if one is offered to lead benching and he doesn't, and number three, manhig atzme berabonis, the Marsha explains, one who acts as a tough leader against the will of the tzibur. There are three things that are completely in the hands of Hashem, a melech taiv, a shana taiva, and a chaloyim taiv. Therefore, we must always be mispal to Hashem to have atzlacha. There are three things that Hashem proclaims by himself without the help of melachim. Number one, famine. Number two, feastful times. And number three, a melech taiv. Rabbi Yitzchak said, you cannot appoint a leader for a tzibur without consulting with the tzibur, as we see from Bezalel, who was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Moshe and Klal Yisrael's consultation. Bezalel not only knew architecture for the Mishkan, but he also had Ruach HaLeikim, which allowed him to link Ruchnias to the building as well. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisin lechachma al lemi sheyesh lechachma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives chachma to a person who already has chachma. And the Rebbe Rabunim explained that this is true, since a chacham knows how to use chachma for constructive purposes, while a fool will waste it. Rabbi Chisda said, a bad dream is better than a good dream, since he'll worry about it and do tshuva. Rabbi Yochanan said, Kishem she'i efshar labar v'lei tevin, kach yefshar l'chalayim v'lei dvarim v'telim. Just like grain must have at least a little bit of straw, so too a dream must have some dvarim v'telim, and things which just won't come true. This is learned from Yosef's dream. The sun, the moon, and the 11 stars will bow down to him. The moon was Rachel, and by the time he was Melech, she had already died. So that's the part of a dream which was not true at all. The Gemara says if someone has a dream and doesn't know the meaning, he should ask three people to interpret it, and he should stand in front of the Kohanim when they duchen and say, Ribbono Shelolam, Ani shalach v'chalameisa shalach, chalim chalamti v'eni yadei amahu, and so on. And he should also say Adir Bamorim, which speaks about Shalom. And in fact, today we say both of these when the Kohanim say duchenim. The children of Yosef are immune to Ayin Hara, just like Dog and Bayam are covered by water, so the Ayin Hara cannot affect them, so too the Zarei Shal Yosef. There are three chalaimis which come true. Number one, the chalaim, which is the first thing in the morning. Number two, the chalaim, which someone else had about you. And number three, the chalaim, b'sei chalaim. Some had a dream that was repeated is also one that comes true. Finally, Rabbi Yochanan said a person tends to have dreams about something he thought of or experienced on that past day. Dafnun Vav. Some Amirem had similar dreams with each other, and the Rabbanim interpreted each one individually. Sometimes for one it was a Psura Taiva, and for the other it was a Basura Ra. Abaya saw a donkey braying in a dream, and they told him that this signifies he'll be a Rosh Yeshiva, and that Amira will stand next to him. He was called an Amira since he would repeat the shir in a loud voice, just like the donkey brays in a loud voice. If one sees a well, it symbolizes peace and Torah, Be'er Mayim Chaim. Reb Chanan said, three kinds of dreams are simanim for peace, a river, a bird, and a pot. Kudus Aladaf brings the Sefer Ma'in HaBracha, who cites Reb Chaim Balazhin, who offers the following explanation as to why a pot signifies peace. The elements of fire and water are opposites, which cannot coexist. If water and fire meet, either the water will extinguish the fire, or the fire will evaporate the water. However, it is possible for them to coexist if water is placed in a pot over the fire. Thus, the pot is viewed as a mediator between the two great opponents, and it therefore signifies peace. Taking this concept one step further, he explains that this is the significance of breaking a plate at a marriage engagement, at a tanaim. It is our hope and prayer that the newly engaged couple live in complete harmony, without the need of outside intervention or mediation, and therefore the plate, which signifies a mediator, is smashed. If someone sees a reed, a kana, spelled out in his dream, he can look forward to getting chachma. If he sees many reeds, he can look forward to bina, as we know from the pasuk Rashi's chachma. And in fact, pumpkin, bark of a tree, wax, and a reed are all good simanim in a dream. Finally, white grapes or a white horse are both good simanim in a dream. Elephants with saddles are a symbol of miracles. Dafnun Zayin. If in a dream a person answers Omen Yehesh Me Rabba, it's a simon that he will have chelek in Elam Haba. And if he's saying Kriyishma, it's a raya that he is roi for the Shechina to rest on him. If someone sees wheat in a dream, it's a simon for peace. If he sees the branch of a grapevine, he should hope for Mashiach. One who sees a rooster in his dream, he can hope for Banim Zacharim. And if he dreams of going up to a roof, then it's a simon he will be uplifted. One who sees David HaMelech, he can hope for Chasidus. Shlema HaMelech, he can hope for Chachma. Achav, he has to look forward to bad things. And all animals in a dream are a positive simon, except for an elephant and a monkey, which are bad simonim. There are three things which restore a man's spirit: music, a nice sight, and a nice spice, and three things which expand the spirit: a nice home, a nice wife, and kelim. Finally, if someone sees a place in Eretz Yisrael where an Avodah Zarah was uprooted, he makes a special bracha. In Chutz Laretz, it's a machlekes if he makes the bracha or not. Daf Nun Ches. If someone sees a chacham who is a Yisrael, he says the bracha, Barach Shechalak Mechachmasai Liyirav. He shares his wisdom with those who fear him. But if he sees a chacham who's a guy, he doesn't use the term Barach Shechalak, but rather Barach Shenasan Mechachmasai Livriyosef. For a king who's a Yisrael, you say the bracha of Barach Shechalak. But for a king who's a guy, it's Barach Shenasan, same analogy. Rabbi Yochanan said, a person should always run and try to see a melech, both a melech who is a Yisrael, or a melech who's an Akum. So when the melech HaMashiach comes, he'll be able to understand the difference between these two types of melechim. And Reb Sheshes, even though he was blind, he went to see the king in order that he should be able to make a bracha. And the Birkei Yosef in Simen Reish Chaf Dalet deduces from this that one doesn't actually have to see the king in order to say the bracha. As long as someone is aware that the king is around in the area, that's okay. Therefore, if one sees a royal procession, for example, and he sees the king's motorcade pass, then he's allowed to say the bracha even though he can't actually see the king. And in fact, the Mogen Avram in Simen Reish Chaf Dalet Sifkat and Vav says and rules that even a blind person can say the bracha for a king if he's in the king's presence. However, the other Rabba is chaylik on this. The Gemara says, if a person comes to kill you, you're allowed in self-defense to kill him in order to save your life. Imba lahargecha, hashkem laharga. From the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, it was nigzar that houses of tzaddikim will be without inhabitants, but later they will be restored, just like Har Tzion will be restored. And when going to Kivrei Yisrael, the graves, one makes the bracha of Asher Yatzar Eschem Badin. If one sees his close friend after 30 days, he makes a shachiyano. If he sees him, however, after 12 months, he makes the bracha of Baruch Dayan HaEmes. And if he sees someone who looks very different than a normal-looking person, then the bracha is Baruch Mishana HaBriyos. Daf Nun Tes. When Hashem wanted to make the flood, he used two stars from the constellation of Kima. And to stop the flood, he used two stars from Ayish to close the gap. And he couldn't just put back the two stars from Kima, because Ein Kategor Nase Sanegar, the thing which acted as the prosecutor, cannot now act as a defendant. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not create two stars, two new stars, since Ein Kol Chadash Tachas HaShamash, there's nothing new under the sun, so to say. In other words, everything that's already there was already created, but it's impossible to create two brand new stars. When Hashem remembers his creatures, who are in pain, amongst the Goyim, he lets out two tears into the Yam HaGadol, and this creates an earthquake. On thunder and lightning, the brachas are Shekeichai Gvurasai Maliyala and Isam Asibereshis. And if it happens at night, we should ask for Rachamim. And it was created so we should fear Hashem. That was the purpose of thunder and lightning. When one sees a rainbow, the bracha is Zecher Habris, Neman Bebrisai V'Kayim B'Mamare. Finally, if one sees the sun in the same place of its position when it was created, he makes the bracha of Isa Maaseh Bereishis. This, of course, we know as Birkas HaChama, which we say once every 28 years. Daf Samach. At all stages of a pregnancy, one should be mispal for rachamim, that the baby should be born in peace. And at the time of conception, if the man is Mazriya first, a girl will be born. If the woman is Mazriya first, then a boy will be born. From the pasuk of Ashrei Adam Mefached Tomid, in Mishlei Chav Ches, we learn that it is praiseworthy if someone is afraid of forgetting his Torah, so he always reviews it. That's a good thing to do. A person shouldn't hypothesize about a potential bad thing happening to him, because he could bring the Satan to push for it up in Shemayim to make it happen. As Reish Lakish said, "L'olam al yiftach peh l'satan." The Gemara says a person should not avoid seeing a doctor, but he should in fact see a doctor, since we learn from the pasuk in Shemayis Chav Aleph, "V'rapo yirape, mikan shenitna rishus l'reife, L'rafis." Hashem gave rishus to doctors to cure people. When someone leaves the bathroom, he should make the bracha of Asher Yotzer as Adam b'chachma, uvaravai nekavim v'chalalim. He formed man with chachma and created within him openings and hollow organs. When one goes to bed, he says Shema and Birchas Hamapil, which thanks Hashem for putting us to bed in peace. And when a person wakes up, he says Elokai neshama shenasata bi tahirahi, that our neshama is pure, and it will return to us again in Olam Haba. In the morning, when one hears the crow of the rooster, he should say, Baruch Shanasan Lasechvi Vina, Lahavchin Beinayim Uvein Laila. Baruch, bless Hashem, who gives the rooster the das, the ability, to be able to differentiate between day and night in order to know when to crow in the morning. When he opens his eyes, he says the bracha of Baruch Pekech Ivrim, that Hashem gives the blind person the ability to see. And he also says additional brachas as well. Today we say all of these brachas, which are known as Birchas HaShachar, and the special brachas in addition to Birchas HaShachar are for tzitzis, tefillin, and etzilas yadayim. The Gemara says, Chayev Adam Levarech al Hara Kishem Shemavarchin al Hatayv, which means that a person must be mekabel bad events in the same positive way that he accepts good events. And even when something bad happens, he must assume that in the long term, it's probably for the good, even though that's hard to see at the moment the bad thing happens. I.e., called the Avid Rahmana Letav Avid. Anything that Kadosh Baruch Hu brings, it's probably for our good. As we see from the story of Rabbi Akiva, he came to a town, and no one would give him a place to sleep. But he still said, called the Avid Rahmana Letav Ozil. It's good, probably good for me. So he went to sleep in the field. Then something else happened. A wind came and blew out his lamp. And he still said, called the Avid Rahmana Letav Ozil. A cat came and ate his rooster. And a lion came and ate his donkey. In each case, he said, called the Avid Rahmana Letav Ozil. This is probably for good. An army then came and took over the town, so he was saved. And he was saved, since had he been in the town, he would have been taken captive. And if the lamp had been lit, they would have found him. But he saw clearly from there, and this demonstrates, called David Rahman al-Tabavid, all these bad things happen, so therefore he would not be captured. And we also know the famous Gemara in Tainis Daf Chaf Aleph, that the Gemara talks about the story of Nochem Ish Gamzu, who was called Gamzu because he always used to say, whatever happened, Gamzu l'toiva. Daf Samach Aleph. Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi said, Oili mi Yitzri, Oili mi Yitzri. Woe to me if I follow my Yetzer, and woe to me if I don't listen to my Yetzer, as it will continue to nag me, meaning the Yetzer Hara. Hashem formed Adam HaRishon with two faces, one of which was given to form Chava. And when the Pasuk says, V'yiven Hashem Elokim es Hatzela, it's a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. One says that this is referring to the Partzuf, the second face that we talked about before. And one says it was a tail on the back of Adam. When we talk about bracha, we first begin with the most chashav item, and when we talk about klala, we begin with the smallest item. The Gemara says Hashem built a woman in the shape of a grain storehouse, just like a silo is wide on the bottom, but narrow at the top, in order to have the koyach to hold all of the grain, so too with a woman. She's built this way in order to carry an embryo during pregnancy. A man should not walk behind a woman, even if it's his wife, since it's a ganai. And it's better not to walk behind a shul either at the time that Tzibur is davening, since people may wonder why you're not walking into the shul. The kidneys counsel the heart of a person, which then decides on actions. The tongue and the mouth speak the words. The liver brings anger, and the spleen brings laughter. The pasuk says b'chol nafshecha u'v'chol maidecha, to tell us that life is more important than money, but the love of Hashem is more important than life. And Rabbi Akiva said, even if Hashem takes away your life, you should still love Him. In fact, even though Malchus Raimi made a gzeira that Klal Yisrael could not learn Torah, Rabbi Akiva taught it publicly anyways, since without Torah, we'd be like fish out of water and couldn't remain alive. Ki hu chayecha v'oirech yamecha. And here, of course, we know the famous story Rabbi Akiva related with the fox who tried to get the fish to come out of water so they shouldn't be potentially captured by the nets. But of course, the fish told the fox that that's crazy because they would die if they came out of water. Eventually, they took Rabbi Akiva to jail and combed his flesh with iron combs, which inflicted a lot of pain. But nonetheless, he clearly maintained his Yirah Shemayim and told his Talmidim that he waited his whole life to be Mekayim the Pasuk of Bechol Nafshecha, to love Hashem even if one's life is taken. And when he died, the Malachim of Hashem and Shemayim asked, Zu Torah v'zu Schara? And they answered, his life is an Olam Haba, that's where the Schara is. Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva sha'ata mezumen l'chai ha'olam haba. Daf Samach Beis. Rabbi Akiva once followed Rabbi Yeshua to the bathroom, and he said that he learned three things. Number one, one should face north to south, not east to west. One should relieve himself sitting, not standing. And one should clean himself with his left hand, not his right hand. The rule is that just like payment is taken from a mace if they didn't fulfill all the mitzvahs, so too they take payment from a eulogizer who talks about an attribute of a mace which the mace didn't really have. And the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeah Simen Shindalad Mem Sif Aleph says that although a eulogizer is not allowed to say things about a mace which are not true, he can still slightly exaggerate his actual qualities and his deeds. The Gemara says a person should make it a habit to relieve himself in the morning and at night, so he won't have to go far away during the day. And also so he should keep himself from getting sick. If a person holds it in, he could potentially become sick. Finally, a person should not use a shul as a shortcut. Unless he's coming into the shul to daven, then it's okay. Daf Samach Gimel. The proper answer to a bracha in the Beis HaMikdash was not Amen, but rather Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai Li'olam Vaed. The Gemara says if you're in a generation where people will scorn Torah, it's better not to spread it. As the Pasuk says, Eis Lasois Lashem Heferu Saresecha, sometimes in order to preserve Torah, there is a time to do what is the opposite of the normal and regular approach. Bar Kapara said, if merchandise is cheap, it's good to accumulate a lot of it, so you can sell it at a high price later when it appreciates. Bar Kapara also said that a person should teach his son a profession which is kal v'noki, easy and clean. Why is the pasuk of Nozir next to the parsha of Saita to teach us kol haraya Saita b'kulkulei yazer atzmei min hayayin? If a person sees a Saita in her degradation, he should then separate himself from wine, since wine brings to znus. And why is the parsha of Saita next to the parsha of Trumas and Maisras to teach us that anyone who has Trumas and Maisras and doesn't give it to the Kain, he'll have to come to the Kain with his wife, who's a Saita, and he'll need Maiser since he'll become an Ani. But if one does give, he'll become an Asher. If one Talmud Chacham paskins Tomei on an item, it is also for a different Talmud Chacham to paskin Lekula. The Gemara says when a group of Rabbanim were in Kerem B'Yavna, Rabbi Yehuda got up to speak, and he was Paischin B'Chavayt Achsanya. First he said honor to his host, and then he darshened in Torah. And he said that a Talmud Chacham who goes from town to town to teach Torah are Mavakshe Hashem, and their hosts share in their Schus Torah. It was said about Yehoshua that he was the servant of Moshe Rabbeinu, and eventually he sort of took the place of Moshe. From the Pasuk in Devarim, Chav Zayin, Haskes Ushma Yisrael, we learn Has Kat, make many groups to learn Torah, since Ein Torah Niknis Ella Bechabura. Reish Lakish says, Ein Divrei Torah Miskaimen El B'mi Shememis Atzmai Oleha. Torah is not lasting for a long time, except with a person who literally kills himself for it. As we learn from the Pasuk in Bamidbar Yotes, Zayis HaTorah Adam Ki Yomus Ba'ehel. This applies, the Pasuk there is referring to Tumah, but this applies to Torah as well. Rava said, Le'olam Yilmad Adam Torah V'acharkach Yehageh. First the person should learn Torah, then he should reflect upon it. Hadin Rabbi Yishmael said, if one wants to become a Chacham, he should learn Hilchos Mamonis, that is the sharpest of all the Halachas. Daf Samach Daled. Rabbi Yosef was Sinai, i.e. he had a lot of knowledge, he was a Baki. And Rabbah was an Oiker Harim, he was sharp, he was a Charif. They were trying to decide who should be the Rosh Yeshiva in Bavel. So they wrote a letter to Eretz Yisrael, and the Rabbanim said they should choose the Baki over the Charif. Rav Avin Halevi said, whoever benefits from a Suda of a Talmud Chacham, it's as if he benefited from the Ziv HaShchina, as we learned from Aaron. Also, when one's friend leaves, he shouldn't say Lech Bishalim, but rather Lech Lishalim. But if someone leaves a mace, then he should say Lech Bishalim. If one leaves the Shul and goes to the Beis HaMedrash, he'll be Zeicha to be Mekabel Pnei HaShchina. And Rav Chiya said, Talmidei Chachamim have no rest in this world, or in Olam Haba, because they go Michael El Choyel. They go from one accomplishment of Torah to the next accomplishment. Finally, the Masechta ends with the famous Meimer, Amar Reb Elazar, Amar Reb Chanin, Talmidei Chachamim Marv Mishalom Ba'ila, Shenemar V'chabanayach Limudei Hashem Rav Shalom Banayich. Talmidei Chachamim, increase peace to the world. All of your children will be students of Hashem, and they will have a lot of peace. Altikri Banayach El Banayich, don't read your children but builders, i.e. Talmidei Chachamim who build the world. Shalom Rav Le'oyevei Sorasecha Ve'en Lo'no Mirchshel Yichshalom Bechelech Shalva Bi'armanay Sayach. For those who love your Torah, there should be a lot of peace. May there be peace in your wall, quiet in your palaces. For my brothers and friends, I shall speak peace in your midst. For the house of Hashem, I will ask good. Hashem will give strength to His people. Hashem should bless Chal Yisrael with peace. Hadron Allah, Masechta, Brachas.